Hey guys, just a quick heads up. This episode is recorded a little bit differently. We were live from the front of Chase's boat pre-US Open 2017. Have some conversations with five or six different dudes, just giving out some fish weights and some guesses. It was a fun conversation, but the audio quality could use some help work. So bear with us and hope you enjoy it. Thanks a lot. 3, 2, 1. Sounds like we have some good sounds.
Hey, let me do the intro.
Oh, okay. Here is Chase Wilmoth with the intro.
Yes. Welcome to the US Open edition of Rough Fish Registry.
Talk a little louder there, boss.
Oh, sorry. You want me to do it all the way over again?
No, just keep going.
Okay.
Just talk a little louder.
So we're at the US Open doing an episode here from the front deck of my Prodigy boat.
That's right.
It's a big deck.
Running off a generator, folks.
Yep. So if you hear a little background noise, I don't understand why there's boats just now getting here.
We've been here for how long?
I got here at 7:45.
And it is now 3:45. So,
yeah,
that's 7 hours.
Yep. Just been walking around, hanging out, talking to some boat fishermen. Hey, we got some special guests. Why don't you guys jump up here? Hey. You guys come over
to recording a podcast.
Yeah, we're recording one of our shows. Jump up here.
Let me tell us one hole, though.
You gotta tell us all your stuff.
So, we got Scott Saylor and his team.
The infamous.
We do have Chase Scroggins sitting here with us, too. I'm gonna hand the mic over to him for a second.
He doesn't know you're coming, though.
I'm gonna sneak up on him with it and stick it in his mouth. Here you go. Okay. Little words of wisdom, you know, just whatever.
I don't have any words of wisdom.
where do you think?
What's
the winning weight? What do you think the winning weight's going to be for this tournament?
I'm going around 350, 360 like normal.
350, 360?
Somewhere in there.
And what lake are you shooting? No, we won't make you answer that. We won't. You didn't want to answer
it. It won't go out till Monday, though, so it's okay.
Yeah, the show won't go out till Monday. So.
Yeah, but we're in a parking lot surrounded by hundreds of other boats and boat fishermen.
Well, true. They don't. They're just looking at us like we're a bunch of weirdos with microphones over here. So, sorry.
We got to go back and forth.
Yeah, it's a little banter is what it's called. So, I've heard more lies today than. I mean, these people need Jesus. Because I know. Chad has not lied. Chad has not told a lie.
Lied one time. We're going to Stockton to chase a giant fish.
We're going to shoot 30-pound average.
We're going to shoot 30-pound average for that.
I said, yeah, I can
do my all I've heard all week is, we've just seen one or two.
Well, I mean, that could be a lie also. I mean, we don't... I don't know which lie we're talking about.
Everything I say could be a lie.
60% of the time, he's lying.
Every time. But he's got a third mic in the ring.
So. You just like jumped in with that.
I know. It's on the fly.
Great.
Like that.
You want to get in here? No? Come on, jump up here.
I know. So there's really
What do I do with my hands?
People really are like walking around just looking at us like a bunch of kids.
Yeah. There's a. I'm trying to find people we know. Get them to come tell us.
That's going to be even more embarrassing to be like, oh, no.
So I've been using Facebook, find my friends. I shouldn't talk about that. No. Okay.
We just want to know where everybody's at this weekend.
Yeah, I
like
to find
walking
him.
Around.
Yeah, find him in the general vicinity.
Gosh, I meant to edit that.
Edit that out.
No questions.
We got.
We're gonna run out of cord.
The Sailor Boys are over here. They got the cowling of their motor torn apart and their tool set out.
We're gonna hook up some nitrous.
What do you think the winning weight's going to be?
100 shot of nitrous.
I think it's going to be about
450. Buffs, grassies, both, gar?
Yes.
That's
the answer. I think it's going
awesome.
To be a mixture of everything.
I love it.
Mixture of everything.
Chad's like our production assistant running around.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you have to say to the podcast for
you to find random people?
You know, we were going to have these cool headsets, but I decided to be cheap, not
okay.
We both had to buy boat tires, I mean, truthfully.
That's true. Four new bearings and four new tires.
Yeah.
And,
so, Chase Scroggins, North or south?
Are you as lucky as your brother?
Yeah, are you as lucky as your brother?
I'm not as lucky as my brother.
James?
No?
James
I think
we're
better shot, right? He's like, yeah. If you would have been with him the night he shot Goldberg, would you have been bigger on the draw?
He wouldn't have chance.
No.
So just so everybody knows, Chase is the brother of the luckiest
James.
Man. Yeah, the luckiest
yeah,
man.
The luckiest man
Missouri.
On earth.
Yeah, for sure.
Or at least the luckiest man in bow fishing.
No doubt. So.
So, Chad, what's some words of wisdom? Let's just give us some straight talk.
Puddin'.
From Puddin'. Puddin'.
Give it to me straight.
Straight talk from Puddin'.
Come on, UTI, let's give it.
I don't know.
Yes.
This is really low quality podcasting.
So how many lakes have you told people we're going to?
All of them.
All of them?
Okay. Yeah. I've lied to everybody. I feel really bad. Then I've not lied to some people who think I'm lying.
Chase Groggins.
And I'm not lying, but I might be. Probably, but I'm not. But I probably am.
It's okay. This doesn't go out until Monday, so it really
it's
don't
not
matter.
Personal. It's not
yeah,
personal.
It's not personal at all.
Yeah.
That's what
so
yeah.
Why would you tell somebody?
Chase is my friend and it's not my friend.
This is so bad.
It's a, you know what, it'll be okay though. Somebody told me today that the episode with Clinton was their favorite just because it was just so random.
Yeah.
You know, burning time away. So
we did see some fish the other day that I don't know if there was something wrong with them.
What's going on that side.
But they swam right up to the boat and looked at us.
Coming
really does
lots in our bags.
Yeah. Is that burn over there?
Come on over, the water's fine.
Is he even looking at us?
I guess not. I thought he was.
Burn! Yeah, here we go.
We're recording a podcast.
What's that?
That's one radio show on the internet.
Oh, here comes big man James Scroggins.
Lucky horseshoe himself.
Oneida bow winning fish killing machine.
Words of wisdom. One, two, three. Go.
I got no wisdom. It's just a guess game.
You're so full of it.
That's all it is.
No.
What come up?
What's
the
win and weight?
Rain last night.
Win and weight. What is it?
I'm going to say 350, maybe.
Okay. What did you say, Chase?
350.
I
said 450.
450.
You mean 450 winner? I don't think it's going to take much to win it.
Why do you know that we don't? 450. Come on. He's got him tied up.
He must be on the fish.
I'm going to say 600.
Listen at him guessing big, boys. Guessing big.
Hey, that's quiet confidence right there.
Tommy Woods is here, so, you know, last year.
Yeah.
Repeat.
I mean, we could just go 1,000.
Make it a quick grand.
Yeah.
No, we're going to go 986 this year.
986.
What would happen? What would you do if you shot 986 and won a 1,004 or one? Probably lose your mind.
Go ahead and
Fail a lie detector test.
Oh my gosh.
I would be crazy.
You know what I haven't said this whole episode?
What?
That's awesome. Yeah.
You just did.
Dang it.
You waited that long to get it in there?
Well, you know, we always talk about random things we say a lot.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Or. We
it's
don't say that
and
much.
It's only because we don't know how to interview people.
Come here.
Yeah, get up here.
Get up here. Get up here. Come on.
We're just asking some questions.
Come on.
This is no low pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we many people? Hey, in our demographics, it is like 2% female.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is one of the young bow fishermen of the event.
Uh-huh.
It's Fish Kill Machine.
What's his name?
Stan. Hang on, he's going to introduce himself.
Well, anybody? I thought we should introduce him.
Easton Burn.
Baseball player.
Baseball. Phenomenal.
Shoots with James and Chase Scroggins.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
13.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
No?
Just like a bow fisher.
Chase Scroggins wonders, is your sister single?
I don't want to ask
high five
the
for
sister
that
is.
Yes.
The answer is no.
No, she's not. Is that by choice or by dad?
That is by her choice.
Her choice. Well, so you're saying there's a chance. All right, Easton. Winning weight.
375.
375, okay. What fish?
Buffalo.
You know what kind of fish it's going to be?
Gar, buffalo.
Majority.
Majority.
Oh, all of them. There you go.
Okay.
A healthy mixture.
We haven't got a straight answer on this. So we're
essentially 75.
That's going to be all buffs.
He's all going to be buffs.
Buffs. Big fish going to be aggressive.
Big fish will be aggressive.
What's the weight of a big fish?
67.
They call 67.
Hay was quick
that's
on the draw.
Because he has it tied
that,
up and marked and ready to go.
I was like, you tied up and weighed the other night? Or what, bud?
Hungry eyes, boys. Hungry eyes.
Yeah. I think what he told me is... I think what he told me is the one he saw was bigger than the one I killed 2 weeks ago. So
again, hungry eyes. Yeah. He comes in and weighs 40.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, they've been singing it to me for the last 2 nights.
Yeah.
Cashmere Killer, I don't know where he's at. He's supposed to come over here.
He's probably over there taking a nap.
They all were. I'm sitting here going, I don't have a jacket. It's going to get 48 degrees tonight.
So, here, hand him the mic. Yeah. Introduce yourself. What's your team name? Shallow Minded. I saw another team that was called Shallow Penetration. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing that your wife says that.
Be worse if your wife...
Is she saying something about you? Or?
Probably.
Okay. Well, at least we're honest. So what weight's going to win it?
305.
Recording the podcast.
305. What fish? What species?
Grass carp.
All grass carp?
No, I think gar will be
a... Grass carp and a grass carp kicker and some gar?
Yeah.
I think you're onto someone.
Yeah. And so it was about 200 other boats, I think.
Yeah.
Only 160.
Oh, I didn't say the winner.
Oh.
At least he's honest.
I like his hat.
I shoot big fish. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. You even got an arrow on it. So, Brent's over here to give me the lazy eye. We need to get him to come over here. Come over here, B.
Come here, B.
Yep, come on.
Come on, B.
Introduce yourself. Just grab it. Just be gentle.
Be gentle.
Yep. Introduce yourself.
Watch the teeth.
No, don't put it in your mouth.
If you do, do it slow.
Talk a little louder.
Talk a little louder.
Yep. 417 bow fishing. Yep. Been shooting with us for a couple years now. This is our fourth open, third open.
This is the only guy on our boat who's not shot a grassy yet.
Yep.
4 years.
Right, yeah. Yep. I don't even know if we've seen one with him. So hopefully. Yeah.
He works a lot, so he don't get to fishing much as we do. So hopefully we can change that tonight.
So based off of our limited scouting that we've done, what do you think is going to take the win?
Honestly.
400s?
Yeah.
Okay. You think we got a chance for that? You think we got a chance? Possibly.
Okay.
I'm just checking. Did we already ask James? 350? So we got 350.
450.
Do what?
We got 350, 450, 375, 360,
600,
and 400.
And 600. I said 600.
And then 1600.
So I got a big space there. I'm still getting it right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's in the Price is Right. It's not, you can't go
$1.
The Price is Wrong. Yeah. This is a family-friendly podcast. I couldn't finish that, that quote. We're starting to get like a group of people hanging out around us.
Yeah, we got like 10.
Yeah. Burn, get over here.
Come here, Burn.
David Burn.
David Burn.
Quit being a wuss. David Burn.
He's hiding.
He's hiding from us.
He's tired. He's been up for the last 20 hours straight.
This is the most manly man I know, David Burn.
He looks like...
He shaved all his facial hair off.
He looks like a grizzly bear.
He does kind of look kind of
ugly. Hey, here we go. We don't have the Cashmere Killer, though.
He's taking a dunk.
Son of a
He's taking man. A dunk. I'm getting ready to. That Chipotle is honking.
I know. We went and got Taco Bell. It's like,
bad.
We went What time is it? We got...
Spilling Rockstar on the
deck. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Boys, good luck tonight.
Adam, come here. Yeah, let me see that.
We'll let you know if we do any good.
I'll be watching in the morning.
Adam. What's the winning weight?
That takes. Take that
a takes. Say 415 pounds.
What'd you do?
What's it gonna be? What kind of fish?
Say five grass carp.
I thought it was four grass carp.
Five now.
Five.
They make quick. So Adam is on the Rough Fish Registry murdering team. He's our resident comedian, and he's the guy that jumps on the big fish if they're getting away.
Are you the one that gets really excited and like slaps your belly?
I told you to be ready. Yeah.
No, that was Jared the other night.
Okay.
He got a little worked up.
Jared's a jumper.
I wasn't going to do it.
He's a jumper. No, he's good jumper. Stuff.
I'm a screamer.
Screamers and jumpers.
Yeah.
It's all good. Jared, what's your guess? Winning weight. Come on over. Winning weight. What's it going to be?
Hold
a little closer.
I'll say 335.
It's pretty specific. Yeah. You got them tied up.
What's the big fish going to be?
We do not have them tied up. I can guarantee you that.
What's the big fish going to be?
Big fish is in species or weight?
No, just weight. Big fish determined. What do you think it's going to be weight-wise?
Let's say...
I mean, if you kill that one, you guys have found. What's he going to weigh?
60s?
I don't know. I'll say big fish 65.
65?
I said 67.
Yeah? That's what you said, Pate? 67?
I'm not saying it's ours.
Yeah.
Not that we even have any.
Somewhere right in there.
You got a 10-pound average of our.
Again, this goes out Monday.
I know. It's all good.
Yeah. You can upload it tonight.
I could.
Yeah. Nobody listened. We should do it tomorrow because everybody's going to be driving home.
Oh. That's a tall order. Stay up all night and then edit a podcast the next day. Come on down.
All right, we got another one. Brett Tate.
Introduce yourself.
The shortest man in bow fishing.
Oh.
Introduce yourself, buddy.
Just don't put it in your mouth. Just kind of right
don't
by
don't swallow it. Just bring it on up. Say hello.
Hello. Brett Tate.
Brett Tate.
Where are you from?
Battlefield.
Missouri?
Yep.
Okay.
Team name?
DMT. What's that mean?
It's the Mega Dads Lawn Service.
Okay. All right. So you're saving all the grass clippings and out there throwing some grass out?
Pretty sure that's a legal chase.
Well, I mean, you're just throwing letting it decompose.
Hey, tech tip. Fun fact. If you go to the Missouri Department of Conservation's website and you click on the grass carp species, it actually says to catch more grass carp to go feed them corn. Go dump the corn out. I'm not kidding. I read this last week.
Yeah? You think that's legal?
If they said it is. Not in this tournament.
Yeah, anyway. Okay. Winning weight.
Probably 450.
450? Your second one that said 450. I think your teammate said 450 also.
So I think it's that fish found.
So you've got 450 pounds of fish found.
No. No, we don't.
No? No? Who do you think's going to win?
500 pounds of fish found.
You think it'll be a local guy? You think it's going
to
be a...
I'd like it to be a local guy.
Okay.
But if we're going with the trends that's been going on, probably DKO.
Yeah. Yeah, they're...
They're limited.
Yeah,
but
we've got more lakes to cover also. So, we're over here in the North 40, and they're parked up front, I think at the front door. So, we can't really talk to them. From what Tommy's told me, they're not too optimistic, but that really doesn't mean anything to them.
Doesn't mean anything to any both.
No.
Why do we even ask anymore?
I know.
I stopped today. I just said, hey, how's it going?
I've been telling everybody the truth.
You doing all right?
And they still don't believe me.
That'd work too.
Brent, were you just back there humping the motor?
This boat is shaking.
Oh. Okay. So 450 pounds. You think it's going to be on a northern lake or a southern lake?
Probably a northern lake.
Which one are you?
Which one? I ain't going to ask him which one.
You can tell it's
not going to go out till Monday.
I just had a guy text me. Can I come talk on the podcast?
Who said that?
Come on.
Yes.
We'll say yes to him.
Where's he at? I don't even see him.
Who is it?
Seth Hagen.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into him. We ran into him on Palmy and on Stockton a couple of times, a couple of months or two ago.
Tell tell him he can only talk if he tells us where it's fish or not.
Yeah, that's what we'll tell him.
So what lake are you going with the fish, Tate?
I'll be on Truman.
Truman?
There it is. He's going to Truman.
Ladies and gentlemen, 450 pounds off of Truman. It doesn't go out until tomorrow, so we're ready.
Nobody's going to die. I'm not either.
Yeah, I'm not either.
It's going to be 50 bucks anywhere you go anyways.
Yep. Yeah, except for where we're going.
Except for where we're going, it's because we're going to a pond.
Stockpile. Yep.
I got a stockpile full of dry seas.
In that case, I'm following you.
Okay, I'm going to have one of the boat with me. It'll be a race. We're losing steam.
So I see some guys over here with video cameras. They look legit. I don't know.
They got video cameras? Oh, some dude.
Burnout.
Somebody just about died.
Yeah.
Front wheel drive car.
Yeah.
Where's the rear end?
I don't know where this guy's at. He texted me and said he wants to come talk.
Talk to the officer.
Officer. Ossifer.
Bring the local police over here and see what he has to say about this.
He wanted to go bow fishing. I talked to one of them earlier.
That same one?
We should take him out. He says a deer hunter.
He kind of looks like the Monopoly guy.
That's yeah.
Cool. What the heck?
Where is he at?
So, Chase, what's your favorite jam list? Top three songs.
Oh, man. We've been jamming to some Bruno Mars on the boat.
Yeah,
like the first half of the album.
Yeah, yeah.
The second half is like maybe make it. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I really don't.
You play that too.
Your turn.
Yeah. Hey, jump up here. Come on.
That one's not going to happen.
I still think Brian needs to come over here.
He's camera shy.
Put a sticker. David.
Put a sticker on his back.
David.
What's it cost us like 20 cents a piece?
Killer.
Come on, here comes the Casper
killer. Comes.
All right, Chad, I got to give your mic away.
I got it. I got it.
Have my mic.
I'll let Chad talk.
Don't let Chad talk. It's the Casper killer. Hey, total winning weight. What's it going to be? Talk into the mic.
I'm thinking it's going to be 439 pounds.
Is it 439? What's big fish?
Fish is going to be 62 pounds.
62 pounds.
Come over here real quick. Hold on.
All right, got another guest coming on.
Talk to you for a second.
Who we got?
All right, hold on. I'm going to hand you the mic, and then you can go for it.
Introduce yourself.
All right, introduce yourself.
My name is Trevor Pitts. I'm president of Oklahoma State.
All right. Good stuff.
So is Oklahoma State like the college or just like
Oklahoma
the state
college?
Oklahoma?
Yeah,
the
college.
Oh, the college.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's
a bunch of issues.
Hey, bring that mic a little closer to your face. Don't worry. There you go. It's a little loud. It's kind of loud and windy out here.
Yeah,
not about to see
it. So you guys run tournaments or what?
Yeah, we shoot a few tournaments locally. She's now where
So we run some local tournaments. Out of where? Just, where's the college at? I don't even know.
Stillwater.
Is that way over there?
Yeah, it's out there about an hour.
Yeah? I had a guy from Oklahoma stop in the gas station that I work at, and I went out there and acted like I had no idea anything about bow fishing, and he spilled his guts to me. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, and then a guy that works for him came up behind me and was like, "That boat looks just like yours, Chase, with all the lights on it." And I thought he was going to pee down his leg. It was pretty epic. It was pretty awesome.
He called him directly afterwards.
We got a lot more people coming. So, do you guys have a Facebook page or anything?
Yeah, we do. We hold a tournament every year too, Grand Lake.
One tournament on Grand Lake. Have you already had it this year?
Yeah. It was last month.
Gotcha. And so, it's what month is it in? Just so people can keep an eye out for it next year.
It's different every year. We try to keep it during the school year.
Okay.
In the spring semester, so April works out pretty well.
Yeah. Gotcha. How many teams are shooting from the school? Or is there a lot of teams at the school?
Our team actually isn't here this year. We're actually shooting for another team at home. So we have enough to put together this year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what's winning weight going to be?
I think it'll be sub 350 versus.
Sub 350. Okay. Ooh. All right.
That's seen much then, I guess.
Yeah. Are you writing down all these weights so we can keep track of them?
I definitely should have been.
No, you're not. Yeah.
I mean, we can go back and.
All right. What's your team name?
I'm shooting for Shallow Minded today.
Oh, with Kyle.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. What'd Kyle say?
Kyle said,
305?
Yeah.
He said 305. Gotcha.
We're about to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You going north or south? This doesn't come out until Monday. So.
South.
Yeah, going south.
Okay.
Gotcha. Southwest. We're not recording anything. We're just trying to get all the information we can out of people.
We're telling them it's not coming out. We're just recording for ourselves.
Yeah. Just listen to it.
Just laugh to ourselves.
Well, cool. You check this guy out on Facebook. OSU.
Oklahoma State. Both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. All right. Who else?
Who's next?
Hey, you said you wanted to talk. You said you wanted to talk.
Come on.
Talk about thinking.
Come on. No, there's no thinking. This
Come
is,
on up.
This is just talking.
Justin wanted to talk to you.
All right. Introduce yourself.
I'm Seth Hagen.
Seth Hagen.
Rogersville,
Missouri. Okay. What's your team name?
Nightblood. I'm officially.
Nightblood. That's kind of dark.
Yeah.
It is a little dark.
I wouldn't actually.
Your mom
creative.
Proud of that?
It was better
or what?
Than our rated R team name last year, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say it on.
Yeah, this,
yeah,
is,
this
a,
is a fancy
this is a wholesome Christian podcast.
Yes. So, winning weight, what are you thinking?
Oh, I think we got a little bet going. I think 400.
400?
400.
Big fish.
Big fish, 55.
55?
55.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've had everything from 300 to 600 for winning weight so far.
Yep. And 50?
50 to 65, big fish?
Yep.
Yep. So you go north or south?
I wasn't.
Doesn't go out till Monday.
Oh, okay, so. The north.
North, okay.
But like, now you told us.
Yeah. We're actually not even recording, like I told the last guy. But, cool. What fish think's going to win it? Think it's going to be a big stringer of buffs? Think it's going to be a combo?
I think gar. It's a secret surprise this year.
Big gar?
I think it's a big gar. I don't think.
I mean, they can surprise you for sure.
400
I mean,
gar.
20 pound average of gar would be nice.
We shot a big 10 that was over 200 of gar one night. Yeah, so I mean, that was, it can be done for sure.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Have you talked to anybody else on any fish, or is it just kind of everybody staying tight-lipped?
Yeah, everybody's pretty much staying tight-lipped, except for Justin Sinclair. Yeah.
Justin Sinclair?
Yeah, I can pretty much ask him.
Justin!
Come on over.
All right, since he's telling everything. Since you're telling everybody everything, why don't you jump on here?
Telling everybody everything.
All the spots, yeah.
Introduce yourself. You got to kind of heat the mic because it's a little windy out.
Get a little closer.
Justin Sinclair.
A little closer on the mic.
A little closer. You got to talk a little louder.
Like this.
Justin Sinclair here with Lethal Injection.
Lethal Injection.
We're giving out all
Yeah. Well, there's a guy like three boats over.
It's not coming out till Monday, so you're safe.
Yeah. There's a guy like three boats over from here offering to sell the winning location to the open like 2 weeks ago, but he's been a little quiet on Facebook lately.
Yeah, that's funny.
Guarantee. Yeah,
funny.
I don't. I think. What is it? You can go to Butcher, and he'll give you a guarantee. You can take his word for it. Or, I don't even remember the quote.
I can't even quote it. So
yeah,
I'd never even try.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to take to win it?
I think it's going to take 366 pounds.
Oh, very specific. Right?
Yeah.
Big fish.
I mean, I've been counting.
Oh
yeah,
that's what
big
he's got.
Fish.
That's what he has in the
big
cooler.
Fish. I'm gonna go 58.
Oh, so close.
It's gonna be a grass bar.
58.
Gonna be grassy.
Yes, sir.
What's that say?
55.
And you guys aren't shooting out of the same boat, are you?
No, sir.
No. The ride. You got side bet?
We can.
We got. We
together. Maybe we live two streets down from each other.
Last time we did, we won.
Well, I mean, so it's basically free money.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, just go double or nothing on that side bet.
How about that?
About a free tank of gas.
Free tank of gas.
I'll go free tank of gas.
You will?
Yeah, boat and truck.
I bet you would. That boat.
For what?
It's like 90 gallons.
Yeah. I bet the most weight.
Get these in the free fuel deal.
I'm not getting in the free fuel deal. I'm only cash money deal. I'm getting over my limit of side bets already. I've only got two. But
it's a little heavy.
I think we should
do it too. What are you doing? Are you putting scent killer
on
your boat?
I've got to go put some scent killer on my boat. I planted some grass earlier today after I've seen that first podcast. I'm hoping it comes up.
Yeah.
Miracle Grow down.
It should be pretty good.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I need to go spray my arrows down.
Yeah, keep the grass cart from jumping your stream.
You guys need luck, guys.
Yeah, I get it. There's lining up. Travis. He doesn't have a beard. This is Jason McCann.
McCann Brothers.
Yeah.
Carp Farmers.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Jason McCann, Carp Farmers Go Fishing.
Hold that mic a little closer.
Miller, Missouri.
Miller, Missouri. Where's Miller at?
Between Springfield and Joplin.
Okay. What lake's it close to?
It's not like we're coming to your house.
Yeah.
Not like your fishing spot.
The closest it would be Stockton Lake to my house, but that there's lots of water within an hour and a half.
Gotcha. You shoot Stockton a lot?
I might.
This doesn't come out till Monday. We keep telling everybody else.
You're safe. It's okay.
All right.
So you do.
I shoot Stockton a lot.
Yes, I see you on Stockton.
Yes, I see you too.
Okay. I've actually gone ninja mode on some people here lately.
Yes, I know you have.
I've been turning my high pressure sodiums off and running those little LEDs.
I bet you have.
Yep.
And you know what else? You're pretty good at the political game of exerting information out of people unwittingly. I know how you fly.
Master manipulator.
I don't know what you're speaking of. What is this sorcery?
Well, you know, you're sharing all this information. I heard Justin talking about the scent killer on the arrow. You haven't talked about decoying. I mean, that's really where it's at.
Oh, decoying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put the grass carp decoys, they bring them in. It's just like turkey hunting, man, except for the grass carp.
A little grass carp estrus on there.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't going to release this till after the open, but I've got a pop-up line for the front of my boat.
See, now everybody's seen that YouTube video. That's so last year.
No, this is next level stuff.
Next level.
Yeah, I got a pop-up line. Me and my buddies, we're all getting in it. I've got a place on Table Rock that this farmer I know mows his field every Saturday and blows all the grass in the water.
It's like
you know, most people go after the fish. I'm letting them come to me. I'm brushing this boat in good.
Mm-hmm.
Not even turning the lights on.
That's right.
Yeah. I've even got a fishing pole to put on the front of the boat to make them out even more.
Night vision and thermal cameras.
Yes.
That's the next level.
That's doable. I'm an
geotag.
What's a geotag?
I don't know. Something
you keep saying that word.
Well, that's that thing that I planted on your boat, so I've been finding out where you've been scouting.
Hey, just so everybody knows, these Rough Fish Registry stickers have built-in GPS trackers
in
them.
That's a good plan.
So, yeah. Why do you think I only handed them out to about four or five people?
Yeah. You put four on TKO's boat.
I gave you the special one, Tommy.
That's right.
He probably don't even listen to this.
Not after you had him on, he hasn't.
They got a 12-hour drive. You listen to that boat fishing podcast? No.
No.
I do not.
No, I'll listen to Bob Saget talk about home improvement or something. Full house.
There we go.
I knew I was wrong as I was saying it.
Tim
just,
Allen, Bob Saget, same difference.
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Did you see the deal on Facebook? Supposedly they have a body double for Avril Lavigne.
Why?
I don't know.
She's like the
B-grade celebrity. You're as bad celebrity. As my teenage daughter.
Yeah.
See this stuff on
that clickbait gets me every time. like.
Chase lives on TMZ.
Yeah. Like 20 funny ways to make fun of your wife. Like click on
that's
that.
What we need to do. Redfishregistry.com. 20 surefire ways to kill a grass carp tonight.
Yeah. The only way I'm going to kill a grass carp is if there's one dumb enough to stay in front of my boat. Because I have not seen one all week.
Let's come look
shoot
for
him
you.
Too early.
It's because I'm shooting them too early?
Yeah.
Still
going
to send
you're,
it.
I'm
still going to send it.
You guys silly?
We were doing the detective work on your statement on that grassy anyway. Because you're saying it was in a spot you wouldn't be able to fish anyway. So it's got to be around a campsite or a marina or somewhere you can't shoot it next
to. No, it was just out in the middle of the lake in a tree. That's why why I shot it.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Is it like 20 foot of water?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was just out there.
Okay, I just shot it too.
I don't know if he was trolling for ladies or what.
He was on the prowl.
He was on the prowl out there.
He was eating some grass.
He was setting up
some leaves off the top of an oak tree.
So,
did you give a winning weight?
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the winning weight?
I'm gonna step out on a limb and say 365.
365.
That's about where everybody's at.
Yeah, everybody's about that 300 to 400 mark.
Big, big fish.
I'm planning on shooting 366. So,
uh-huh.
What did you say?
Sounds like you got one tied up.
You ain't going to like my winning weight. Yes,
you was told me yesterday. I think didn't you say it was going to take 400 to win?
I said 600.
Oh. Well, that's what you got tied up somewhere.
They ain't tied up, but I sure as heck hope they're there.
Hopefully it's every...
So, I...
Every airboat.
Big fish.
No one else. Just every airboat.
Someone will shoot one that goes 55.
Conservative.
Conservative.
Are you going to where we both know we're going?
No.
No, you're not going?
No.
Okay. I only have one spot. I've never really
gone through. Pretty well, I do too. My GPS is a big blob.
You're not going where?
In about three coves.
What did he say?
He said he's not going to where,
he thinks,
he thinks we're going.
Oh, I don't know where I don't know where you're going.
I told you where we're going.
You're going to Taney Como again. Just like for the state shoot.
You know, I did go to Taney Como for the state shoot. Right. And I went to Bowl, and I went to
Taney Como. Hey, what'd you guys weigh?
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
What'd we weigh at the state
Not
shoot?
Not the state shoot, the JP's day shoot.
6 pounds?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It was like,
you weighed 86 or...
No, this guy remembers what I weighed because he beat me by pounds.
No, one.
1 pound.
1 pound.
Okay, I'm just glad I've made it enough in bow fishing that someone remembers when they beat me.
That's right. You know, everybody's got to have goals, Chase. Everybody's
yes.
You're like the guy everybody's trying to knock off.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, in
I
this
think
scenario,
that's Tommy Woods.
Well, that too.
That's a tall order.
Yeah. I mean, we got this cool little
podcast
because
you got like 1,500 likes on this Facebook page.
Dude, my video knocked yours out of the water.
I know,
on views.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
It was the first one.
I did like your t-shirt guy comment. That was
I still
good.
Think the best podcast was with Putin. You ought to put him on the mic.
No, he's been on
he's
it
been
already.
On all.
I'll let Putin do the closing credits right here.
Yeah. Are we shutting her down?
Yeah, we get ready to do boat meetings. And...
Yep, it's almost go time.
Any closing thoughts, Chad? Or Putin?
It's where everybody be safe. Have a good time. There's a lot of water.
Wear life jackets?
Wear life jackets.
Join the BAA. It's
free. Yeah, join the BAA. It's free.
Yeah. So, join up. Good stuff.
And,
you get a free t-shirt.
I just want everybody to have fun and shoot just a few pounds less than we do.
Yep. Good call.
So,
that's it. You shut her down?
That's it.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you haven't already, please like our Facebook, Instagram page. Follow us on iTunes. Leave a comment. You know the drill. Appreciate it so much. And
we'll do a live feed in the morning.
Yeah,
of the
cool.
Open. Not really in the morning of the show.
From the winter stage.
Yeah. Pate will be there. We'll be rolling through late, so just watch for the big prodigy coming through with about 20 big buffalo on the front of it. Maybe a grassy kicker.
What if you don't? I'm not going to edit this out.
No, I'm gonna put this out there. I'm going to be a hero or a zero at this tournament. There is no in between.
Sounds like a plan.
So, you know.
All right, here we are. It's just us four now.
Yeah.
What's your weight going to be?
600.
600. That's what you told me earlier. We'll find out.
Yeah.
If everything goes like Thursday night, which it probably will, we could have four.
Four bidding?
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Can you put all those fish in the boat, those four? Two of them, maybe?
Two for sure.
Yeah.
There may be more.
Just get the big one.
Just get the big one.
Yeah.
Hungry eyes, though. He may only weigh 45 pounds.
Hungry eyes.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't feel my legs for like an hour and a half.
That's what my wife says sometimes. All right. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.